Bruchim Abroyim, we welcome everyone to participate in this very special day. Tu Bishvat, Rosh Hashanah, Le'ilon, Rosh Hashanah of a different kind of nature, not a Rosh Hashanah of Tkiya Shofar and Tfilos, but one of connecting to Eretz Yisrael through the Peiris of Eretz Yisrael. Before we partake of the wonderful fruits that are here and all of the foods, we have asked the Poisik of the Yeshiva, of Yonason Rina Shlita, who I hope everybody is familiar with and will become more familiar with, and all of their Shailas of Halacha, we've asked him to give us brief form an explanation of the order of the brachas of all of these things that we're going to be eating over here, partaking of. He will give a digest of what those halachas are, and also then we will give out sheets to everyone that they'll be able to remember in the rest of their days also what the Seder of the brachas in the Raksha.
It's a great honor for me. I'd like to thank the Rosh Yeshiva for the warm words. I just ask a favor that if I get stuck on a word, I've been in the country in Israel already for 40 years, and perhaps together with my Australian accent, you might not understand everything I tried to put forward. So please, if Rosh Yeshiva can help. Just before I explain, you'll have the sheets, as the Rosh Yeshiva pointed out, will be distributed to you. I would just like to say one little Nakuda point, that as we know that every brocha starts with Baruch Ato Hashem. Every brocha. Now, if you ask the layman, if you ask most people in the street, what does that mean? Baruch Ato Hashem, they will translate it as, how would you translate Baruch Ato Hashem? Blessed are you, God, the Lord. But most of the commentators, Rabbeinu Bechaya, the Sefer Chinuch and others, they say that is not the real explanation. Baruch Ato Hashem means that you are the source of all the brachas. We're not blessing God. God doesn't need our blessings. A mortal should bless God. And on the contrary, we are telling Hashem, telling God, that you are the source of all the bracha. A bracha is a testimony to Hashem that we are totally dependent upon Him. We are not masters, but askers. We are not giving, but we are taking. And if we have in this in mind, when we say the bracha, when we bless Hashem, that we're totally dependent on Him, and He's the creator of the universe, then He will give us abundance and plenty and prosperity. A bracha is not just lip service, it's a powerful weapon. And that's why it's so important. If a person is holding a weapon, he has to know how to use the weapon. So similarly also, now we have to know the sequence of events, the sequence of brachas. There are brachas which are more important and brachas which are less important. There are foods we eat, species which have more importance and species which are less important. And that's what the Rosh Yeshiva asked me to come to explain, which I don't know why I have to do it. He could do it himself, but whatever the reason is, so that's what I'm here for. Yeah. So we'll see. We haven't normally, the most important bracha of all the brachas is hamoitzi, when one washes hand on bread, which we haven't got here. But you should know, keep in mind, hamoitzi is the most important of all the brachas. Oh. Again, there are different types of wheat, barley, oat, rye, and spelt, which we haven't got. But the main thing is hamoitzi is number one, the top bracha. The second is mezoinis. Yeah, mezoinis is also here, rogalach, biscuits, cookies as you call them in American, that as well, that's number two on the list. So that takes preference over everything else except hamoitzi. Then third on the list, which we have plenty of here, Baruch Hashem, in English they call it wine, in Australia we call it the booze, that is boire pri hagofen, that is since... What distinguishes if the bracha is more important is on if it's a specific bracha. In other words, how more specific it is makes it more important. So since bread, hamoitz is only on bread, so that's the most important. Then mezoinis and different types of cake, it's less important. Hagefen, it's on all sorts, it's a drink, it's a liquid, less important than a solid. But since it's specially designated a bracha for wine, so therefore we make a priagofen and grape juice as well. Then, which is really what we're here for, we have the Boya Priya Eitz and the Boya Priya Doma. There are fruits which grow on a tree and fruits which grow on the ground. Fruits which grow on Boya Priya Eitz is more a specific bracha, because Boya Priya Doma on the ground includes things which grow on a tree as well, because the trees, most trees stand on the ground. So therefore, a Boya Priya Eitz is more specific, and therefore it's more important than Boya Priya Doma. So if you have a Boya Priya Eitz, so for example, an orange or a banana, so then the orange comes before the banana. But in the Boya Priya Eitz, we have species that Eretz Yisrael was praised for. Kodesh Baruch Hashem, when he spoke to the children of Israel, praised Israel before they went into the land of Israel. So the Torah in Parshas, Ekev, in Dvorim, in Deuteronomy, 8:8, it's very easy to remember, Ches, that's what I remember. There's a pasuk, it says, Eretz, Chito, So'ira, Geffen, Teinu, Rimon, Eretz, Hashem, and Vash. Aaron, the land, Hashem is praising Eretz Yisrael, it's the land of wheat, and barley, and olives, and dates, and grapes, and figs, and pomegranates. So based on that pasuk, the way the Torah enumerates the fruits and the species, that shows the order of importance. You know, that since the Torah puts wheat before barley, so then wheat's more important. And then it says wheat, Eretz, Chita, Soira, Geffen, and then it puts grapes, so grapes is next of importance. But it's also important to remember in that posuk it says Eretz twice. It says Eretz, the land of Chita, Soira, Geffen, Teinu, Rimon, Eretz, a second time, Zeis, Shemen, a land of olives, and Dvash, honey, doesn't literally mean honey, means dates. So it says twice Eretz in the posuk. So therefore, our holy rabbis, they said that the order of importance is decided by the proximity of the fruit to the word Eretz. In other words, olives is mentioned the pasuk almost the second last, but since it is next to the second word Eretz, it is more important than something which is further away from the first time the word Eretz is mentioned the pasuk. And even though this sounds a bit complicated, but when you look at the list, it'll make things seeing is believing, as they say. So you'll see in the list, it'll make things very easy. So if we are talking about the seven kinds, so as I said before, you have to look and see what is closest to the proximity to the word Eretz in the pasuk, and based on that, that has preference. But if it's between, oh, it's a coconut. Yeah. So coconut is not one of the seven species, so if we have a choice, say, between a coconut and an olive, so the olive comes first, because coconuts also grow on trees. But if it's between a coconut and a banana, which is a Boya Priya Doma, so then the coconut has preference over Boya Priya Doma. If we're talking about things like, as I said before, the same brocha, two eitzes, so the seven species come first. If we haven't got something which is one of the seven species, we only have, say, an orange and an apple, so then the preference is something which is sholim, which is complete. Yeah, that's two. So if you have a whole apple and a half an orange, the whole apple comes before the half an orange. Again, so we have all from the seven species, or complete. And if both are from neither from the seven species, neither complete, so how do you decide which bracha to make? What you prefer. What is normally preferred? Yeah, that's if it's the same bracha. If it's a different bracha, then what you preferred is before the seven species. Yeah. And then lastly, on the list is shahakol. Because shahakol, the Mishnah says in brachas, if you make shahakol on anything, then b'dieved, then it's okay, it's fine. So somebody came along and said, so what I have to learn Hilchos Brachos for? What's unnecessary to learn Brachos? Just make a shakal on everything, because shakal includes everything. Yeah, the answer is that if you made a mistake and said shahakal on whatever you made on, so it's okay. But lechatchila, if you don't know what the bracha is, or go and sit and learn, or go and you ask your LOR, as they learn, and also make your local Orthodox rabbi, and he'll tell you what bracha lechatchila to make. Yeah. So again, just to make a quick summary, because I think everybody's really getting hungry, the first is Hamoitzi, the second is Mezoinos, the third is Boya Priya Gofen, the fourth is Boya Priya Eitz, Boya Priya Doma, and then Shahakol. And again, I'd like to thank everybody for being so patient, and just enjoy the food. Thank you very much.
Is that team? We have Zaytim on the way.
Okay.
On the way.
Where is Zaytim?
Using a knife.
What are you doing? Just picking it on the tree?
Yeah. So, just a couple of words before we start.
Okay.
Oh, just wait one second. I just forgot to mention that if somebody has to make a shechionu, because some of these fruits, a shechionu the first time you eat a new fruit, so one should remember to make the shechionu on the fruit that one is eating for the first time.
Thank you to Rav Wiener for giving us the halachic background of everything that's involved over here. Now we're going to approach the Lamaisa. Where are the olives? What's with the olives?
Olives.
You have the olives?
What is it?
Just again, so Lamaisa, here's what we're going to be doing. You're going to, the first bracha that anybody's making is intending to eat cake. So the first bracha will be on cake. The next bracha will be on wine. If nobody's required to drink wine, but if you're drinking wine, that's the next bracha to make. And then when it comes to the fruits, to the Borei Pio Eitz, since according to what we heard from Rabbi Wiener, the thing that's closest to Eretz is the word Zayis, the olive. So if you like olives, then you take an olive as the first bracha to make a Borei Pio Eitz, and that covers all of the fruits that are here. Not the Adama, not the things that are Borei Pio Adama, but the things that are Borei Pio Eitz, all of them are covered by the bracha that you make on the olives. If you don't like olives, the next thing is the dates. Dates take the preference over the other things, and that covers the Borei Pio Eitz. Just before we begin to partake, I just want to extend a little bit of the idea that we're here, what we're all about. First of all, I want to thank the anonymous donor, person who took the initiative to provide us with this opportunity of enjoying Tu B'Shvat with the Peiris and the meal that will be coming up. What are we doing on Tu B'Shvat? What are we celebrating? This is a different kind of a special day than all the other days of the year. This is the day that we connect with Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, as Wiener pointed out, is praised for having these seven species of fruits. And when we partake of any of these fruits, any of the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, we're connecting to Eretz Yisrael. What does it mean to connect to Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael to us, pure Jews, is not a question of just a national homeland for the Jewish people. Eretz Yisrael is a place where the potential that every Jew has, the spiritual potential to develop himself, as a God-fearing Jew, as a Jew of a Talmud Chacham, a Jew immersed in Torah, that opportunity is in Eretz Yisrael more available than anywhere else in the world. As our sages put it, there's ain't Torah k'Torah in Eretz Yisrael. There's no Torah like the Torah of Eretz Yisrael. And when we, on this day, we connect so much with Eretz Yisrael, we also connect with these seven species that were mentioned before, these pomegranates and the olives and the dates, all of these things that we have over here that we're going to partake of. What is it that we learn from these species? Number one, we learn from them that there's an order in life. There are priorities. You can't make just any bracha you want to first. There's a seder, there's an order. This comes first, this comes second, as we just heard explained before. And that's so important in life. We have to know what priorities are. Our priorities in life, our priorities in choosing what we do with our time and with our energy. And there's another important thing. Every one of the seven species, says the Gemara in Sukkah, is related to what we call shiurim. How do we know how much a person makes a bracha on, a bracha afterwards, how much do you have to eat to be yotze, the mitzvah of matzah? So we have a thing of kezayis, an olive, which is going to be the first thing we make a bracha on. The olive, these are little olives, but the bigger olives that once were around, that is the shear. And every one of them, every one of the seven species, connects in some way to providing the measurement that's needed in order to fulfill a mitzvah. That teaches us another thing. There are rules in life. There are rules of how much you have to do and how much you need to be fulfill a mitzvah. And that rule, those rules that are in our life from the moment that we wake up in the morning till we go to sleep, from the moment we come into this world to the end of days, rules. These are all things that we learn from these Sheva mitzvahs. Now there's another thing, when we talk about all the fruits that Eretz Yisrael is famous for, there's one special fruit that we connect with on this day. And we're going to do something about that. Yemora, Sechter Rosh Hashanah, right at the beginning, talks about Arbo Rosh Hashanah. There are four Rosh Hashanah, not just Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Tishrei. There are four different kinds of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah for how we calculate the years of kings, how we write in documents. One of those Rosh Hashanahs, it says Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon. That's today. Chamishasa Bishvatu Bishvat is the Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon, to the tree. So Mefarshim ask, why is the singular used here? Every other Rosh Hashanah is mentioned, Rosh Hashanah Le'Melochim, to kings, to Shtarais, Rosh Hashanah Le'Rokais. There's all kinds of Rosh Hashanahs. The plural, why is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon? Is there some message over here? Is there a special tree involved? Yes. You know which tree? The one fruit which a Jew does a mitzvah D'oraisa. What is that? Esrik. There's something special about the Elon, the Esrik, on this day. Says the Bnei Yisosfo, he has a tradition that on this day, the sap, which gives the power for the Esrik to grow, comes on this day into the tree, and that each Esrik is formed at that time, the Esrik that's going to be your Esrik when you're going to fulfill the mitzvah. And therefore there is an inyan, there's a special idea that on the day of Tu B'Shvat, when the Esrik comes to life, that we should be mispalel, that we should pray to Hashem. And that's what we're going to do now, everybody along with me. We're going to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, please give us the opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah of Esrig, the mitzvah of the Arba Minim, to fulfill it, Behodo, in the best way that we should be able to be zeicher to find the esrig that's designated for us. Everybody answer.
Amen.
Because
okay,
that's our tefillah for the esrig. So that we have now all of the concepts that we have in terms of the fruits. I just want to be Messiah. I want to end with one idea, which is important, and then we're going to all begin to make our brachas and enjoy the Paris Tish. Moha tells us about a fascinating dialogue between two of the great sages. Reb Nachman, one of the giants of Babylonian Talmud, Reb Nachman, when he was taking leave of his Rebbe of Rebbe Yitzchak, says to Rebbe Yitzchak, do me a favor, give me a brocha. Talmud leaves the Rebbe, he wants to go away, he asks for a brocha. So Yitzchak looks at this outstanding Talmud Chacham, this outstanding sage of Nachman, and he says to him, I have a problem. What kind of a bracha can I give you? And I'll tell you a marshal. So he says to him, you know, somebody was once traveling on the road, and he was hungry, and he was thirsty, and he was weary, tired, everything, and it was very difficult to continue going. All of a sudden he came along and sees a wonderful tree. A tree that's standing upon a stream of water. It's got a nice water source. It's got beautiful leaves to give shade. And it's got wonderful sweet fruits. And he partakes of the fruits. He rests under the shade, drinks from the stream. And then, as he's about to take leave from this tree which has revived him, he says, Elon, Elon! Tree, O tree, what can I bless you with? Should I bless you that you should have sweet fruits? You have it. Should I bless you that you should have wonderful shade? You have it. Should I bless you that a stream of water should always pass by and nourish you? You have it. I have one bracha that I can give you. The kol netios, all of the trees which will be planted from your seeds, from your saplings, that they should have everything that you have. Says Rabbi Yitzchak to Rabbi Nachman, with what should I bless you? Should I bless you with Torah? You've got You're a tremendous Talmud Chacham. Should I bless you with prosperity? You've got that as well. Should I bless you with children? You have children, wonderful children. One bracha I'm going to give you, that all of the children, all those that come forth from you, should have everything that you have. When we look upon our Talmidim over here, and Chazal tell us that Talmidim are like children, the Talmidim of the Rabbeim that are here, we look at that, these are the trees that have been planted from our seeds, from our efforts. So our bracha to you is also that way, that everything that we have been able to achieve in our own lives, that you should be able to carry on with that, and that Emir Tzashem, when you, each one of you, establishes your own family, that you too should be zoicha, that your children, those trees that are planted from you, should have everything that you have.
Amen.
Okay, now we begin. We have cake. Want to open the cake over here? So that should be the first bracha that everybody makes. Yeah. Make sure that. Okay, remember cake first, then wine. And of the. Again. Well, we went through that already. I'll start with that. I skipped the rest of the stuff. Heinu melech o'olam. Boyrei pri ho'etz.
Amen.